This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9 with David Hunt on Sunday Arts Magazine, one of my favourite organisations in this wonderful town of ours. And building-wise, I just love walking through that wall with all the water running down it. Yes, you know what I'm talking about, the NGV. And we're thrilled to have on the show today because we've got some really exciting things happening. Donna, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello, Donna. Now, what's your role at the NGV?
So I'm the assistant director looking after curatorial and audience engagement at the NGV, and engaging audiences is something that is really at the top of our priority list right now. While unfortunately we are closed to the public, but we're very keen to bring the gallery to everybody in the community.
And has this been done before? You know, like, have you been building up a lot of the visual pieces that you're showing us now?
Yeah, we've really been working just in the past few days quite vigorously on developing as much information as we possibly can, particularly in relation to lots of video content of our exhibitions, which unfortunately are closed to the public at the moment. So our major Keith Haring and Jean-Michel Basquiat exhibition, which I know you visited a few times, and our Cause exhibition. So in that regard, we've been working fairly quickly to create as much information as we can, but also there's a lot to offer via the gallery's website, which I think people just might not be aware of. So there's lots of things to read. We have a channel on our website as well, which has lots of interviews.
Okay.
Our collection is mostly all available online. And so what we've been doing is bringing together a whole bunch of new material and then also things that have been available, but we're really bringing them to light for people as well. But we've created a hashtag on our social media called NGV Every Day, and we encourage everybody to follow that for up-to-date storytelling every day about the collection and our exhibitions.
And social media these days plays such a huge part, doesn't it? I remember when Crossing Lines first was launched, there was so much activity on your social medias, and it kept me informed, and it gave me great little stories. You know, like you've really been proactive in that world, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, art is about storytelling, and often, you know, some of us might go, oh, well, you know, I don't know how to read art, or I'm not good at art. But actually, art really is about stories, and it reflects who we are in the community. Artists help us to learn about ourselves and our world. And so what we're doing with a lot of this information is really bringing to light the way that art can bring hope to our lives. And I think we need that at the moment more than ever. So social media is an excellent way to do that, because it means we can be at home, or we can be, you know, maybe apart from each other, but we can be connected through art.
Yeah. And also what I've been loving with the NGV in the last couple of years is how you really have embraced our community. You're like, you've got the mums with all the kids in prams. You've got people of all ages rubbing shoulders. Well, not right this moment. But, you know, like, I could imagine a lot of the mums now would be so comfortable with the NGV that they would be online with their kids instead of them watching cartoons.
Definitely. We definitely hope so. we've launched only even today, actually, a lot of kids' activity sheets online. So for all the parents out there who might be listening thinking, oh, my gosh, how do I keep my child, you know, and their creativity kind of, you know, going, hop online and have a look. We've got kids' activity sheets, which actually don't rely on you being in the gallery, but they've been developed by our curators and our educators, and they're really about promoting active thinking and hands-on creativity. And we know that not all parents feel comfortable creating their own activities, so we encourage everyone to hop online and to have a go at some of those with their kids as well.
Yeah. And can you ask questions? Yeah, is there live chats at any stages?
Yeah, I mean, obviously on our social media, people post lots of comments and we're always actively looking at those as well. So, you know, we're always here to be in touch with people and people can write into us as well. So it'd be interesting actually to see what people think about what's been happening online with our hashtag NGV Every Day. And you know, what's really great is to hear people, you know, talking to each other through those channels as well and reminiscing about times they might have seen an artwork or, you know, posting a question about something. And so we've been actually, you know, in against the conventions, I guess, of normal social media where everything is so short and, you know, it's such about kind of a quick digestion. Yeah. We've actually been putting up, and people will notice on our Instagram, quite in-depth pieces about some of the works in the collection so that you can actually, I guess, take the time to gain a bit of education about art as well if you were always curious but didn't know how to get involved. So okay. You can take a bit of time and read more there as well.
And is there any in particular like that might have happened in the last couple of days that you can...
Absolutely. Yesterday we posted one of our most loved works here, and we know our audiences as well, the Tiepolo Banquet of Cleopatra painting, which I'm sure many people out there have, you know, spent a lot of time looking at that work. And you know, a label can tell you so much in the gallery space, but we've posted quite a bit of information online via Instagram about that work yesterday. And, you know, it was all about a wager between Antony and Cleopatra, and, you know, the sense of rivalry. And I guess that idea, again, of storytelling really can come through when you've got the artwork in front of you and you can take the time and read a little bit more about it.
Yeah, because it is such, you know, like you look at it and it's a beautiful painting, but then when you hear the story behind it, it's absolutely fascinating, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, that's what we're hoping to do is, you know, create those opportunities where people can learn about things. It's almost like having a curator in your lounge room, I guess. And, you know, when somebody might be telling you, you know, a secret behind the artwork, or maybe it's a conservation story, something that you can't necessarily see with the naked eye, now's the opportunity to dive in and really, you know, soak up all of that.
Okay. Now, what are the, you know, like you were saying social media, and just give us the addresses again and for your website too.
Absolutely. The website is ngv.melbourne, and our hashtag for all of our social media regarding what we're doing at the moment is NGV Every Day. But also people can hop online, just go to our web, our homepage, and you'll be able to connect off to our NGV collection, where most of the collection is actually digitized and people can see quite high resolution images of the works in the collection. You can look at our channel for video content. You can go to our reading section where there's a lot of essays, ebooks. And so really, if you go to the homepage at ngv.melbourne and sort of spring off from there, there's just a wealth of information to enjoy.
Yeah, well, and thank you so much for all the work that you're doing there and the huge team. How many people work within your area? Because it's quite a few, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess there are quite a few of us here at the gallery. But what's been interesting is that you really only, to develop a lot of this information, you sort of just need, you know, somebody with the video camera and a curator and off you go. So really, in these times, it's actually amazing what you can do with a smaller number of people around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Donna, thank you so much for chatting with us. And as I've said at the beginning of this interview, NGV, my favourite place in Melbourne.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.